Hello and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes and this is the audio diary of my life on the 17th of June 2025 at 5 minutes to 8 in the morning. A bit late this morning, been looking at land and properties across the UK to try and find a suitable place, a little piece of haven to go and do some farming on. But as you may know, it ain't as easy as it looks. There's either suitable places within the price range that we've got that has public footpaths going across it, which is no good really, and or they're on auction and you know that it's going to be at least double what their guide price is, or they're just not suitable for one reason or another, and they need to be, well, there's a whole load of criteria, I suppose, that needs to be in place, unfortunately. Anyway, it's a lovely day so far. Although there are a bit of spraying in the sky, and but let's hope that burns off and they don't get to make it cloudy for us. It would be nice to see it. I can see outside that the school run is going. My hollyhocks are in full bloom at the moment. Lots of flowers poking out, which is lovely. I do need to weed the garden, but I haven't had a lot of time because I've been working heavily on the old computer, on the script, on the manuscript, and we're getting there. The last chapter is slowly coming together, which I'm pleased to say, hopefully, well, I'm pleased to say hopefully, I'm pleased to say shouldn't be too long now, with any luck. But we will see. We will see indeed. And then one can promote it and sell it, hopefully, and people can buy it and make up their own minds what they think of it. They may think it's a complete load of rubbish and written badly, which of course is the worry when you're working. I think it's been 10 months now, and you just hope it's not been a complete and utter waste of time. But I guess that's the sort of niggle at the back of your head and go, have I done a good enough job? Should I have spent longer? But I am desperate, really, to sort of get to the end and get it out, because it is of a timely fashion. And if I leave it too long, it just won't have the same impact, if it has any impact at all. That is one of the issues. Julia and I have spent the morning. Julia's had to go back to obviously look after her children. The cat has had some food and ate all of it up, actually, apart from that tiny little bit there. And the flies are coming back. The flies, the swines. Bear with me. I'm just going to get rid of this piece of meat. The other day, because a cat eats real meat, proper food, I found maggots in the kitchen where probably a lump of meat must have got knocked underneath a cabinet or something, because I clean the floor, and then these maggots came from somewhere, and because the flies attack the food, lay their eggs, and if you're not on it, when the cat's eaten, I have to move the food out of the way, or put it back in the fridge, or cover it, or whatever, so the flies have got nowhere to lay their eggs. But they must have found a lump somewhere. It's not happened before. And then the larvae was crawling around in quite significant numbers, which had to be swept up, and then I bleached the floor. So anyway, there's no signs since. Just being a bit more cautious about what happened to the food. Maybe a lump just got dropped and then accidentally kicked. You know, that can happen, as indeed probably did. I am looking for... It's lovely outside, but it's cool inside. I'm just going to put a little temporary jumper on, I think, whilst I chat to you. So yes, land. We are looking. We are looking. Just can't seem to find the right thing. And also, it's got to be within the price, and we want to... The problem is we don't want to do it more than once, you know. And if we can find the right place, or a tumble-down house, a derelict house that can be done up, you know, there's lots of different things. It's just finding one within a barking range of the relations. I mean, this is one of the issues I have, is that, of course... Sorry, I'm just putting on my jumper here. My son is having seizures Although we've now got him on a, as best we can, on a ketogenic diet, which is supposed to help. And Julia's mum was not so well recently. Of course, they're slowly getting older, and we don't want to move hundreds and hundreds of miles away. And I know, obviously, transport links are quite relatively easy these days. I'm just going to put on a cravat. I haven't put a cravat on as yet. Suddenly caught myself in the mirror and I thought, my goodness, Mr. Vobes, not that I'm a mister, I beg your pardon. That's a slip of the tongue, isn't it? Not looking my normal splendid self. So, I'm just going to try tying it in a different way. I don't know whether that looks good or not, really. But it'll hang on my head a bit like that. Anyway, it doesn't actually hang on the head. It goes around the neck, just in case you were wondering if I'd lost my marbles. I need a cup of tea or coffee this morning. What else has been going on? Yes, yesterday, working heavily on the script. Julia came round and read a chapter, quite a complicated chapter, but we proofreading it for me. I mean, the book will go to a proofreader, as in somebody else, to read it, who, as I think probably said this umpteen times now, who has never seen it before. So there's that. But we just trying to, Julia's sort of going through it, and then she said, oh, you know, dot the I's, cross the T's. Is this the right word? And when she reads it out, sometimes I'll hear that the sentence didn't quite flow as I thought it did, and then we'll find another word, and it makes all the difference. So it's just a process, isn't it? It's a process. So we went through another chapter. She was delayed in getting here because she has to wait for her ex to get in. So we're trying to resolve all of these little niggles and problems. And I've had a few people trying to get on, you know, saying, I want to come on the show, I want to come on the show. I just don't have the time at the moment to do those. I just got to get this book finished. Then we've got to promote the book and try and earn some money from it, really, on the vague hope. Now, I've no idea if that's going to be possible. And I haven't really considered yet the approach. I prefer not to go on Amazon. Everybody goes on Amazon, but the problem I have with doing it on Amazon is, of course, there's certain rights that go to Amazon. They have the access to edit the text if it's subversive. And I dare say other of these companies can do the same. But what other thing was there I was going to say? Let's just get into my chair. It's so lovely. I'd like to be outside. But the annoying thing about my house at the moment is, first thing in the morning, other than sitting on the windowsill, and at this time it's difficult with everybody passing and talking it to you guys in the sun first thing in the morning. Actually, the sun's probably just crossed round now. Unless you're out there between 6 and 7, you've had it. And then about 5 o'clock in the evening, the sun will creep round and you can sit out there, or you could sit out the front. But where my house just goes straight onto this road where all the kids come past for school, and the traffic and the noise and the wood yard, and they're doing some building work in town, and these dumper trucks thunder past, and also ambulances thunder past. I mean, ambulances now are so regular that you'd think it was a bus route. But anyway, I can't remember where I was going now, what I was trying to say. The printing of the book. So I don't know whether to invest in a couple of thousand copies of the book printed off, or more. You know, it's very difficult to know if anybody's actually going to buy it. A number of people said yes, we'll buy it, and what have you. So I might be able to sell 10 copies. I might be able to sell 20 copies, who knows. But really, if you're going to make any money out of it, one needs to sell, I don't know, 10,000 copies or something. Now I've got 260 something subscribers on the on the YouTube channel. Not all of those people watch, and I suppose on average it's about 10,000 people that watch the videos. Less if I'm talking more philosophical things, more if I do the scaremongering stuff, which I just I don't do anymore as such. I try not to do anyway. And I never really know whether I'm relevant or not to people. It's, you know, when you're in the goldfish bowl doing what you do, you never quite understand what other people, how other people view it. And I'm just doing my best to try and make people think or question the narrative, and but not, I don't want to look too hard at the narrative because I don't want to be drawn into it myself. Plus the writing, and we're looking for land and we want to do our little tiny bit of farming, be as self-sufficient as we can. And all these issues, are they just mount up, don't they? I think commentators will just think, well, why haven't you done it? Why aren't you there? Why aren't you doing what you want to do? And you think, well, if only it were that easy. Now, at the same time, I don't want to put blockages in by saying it isn't easy. I'm sure it is. But there's been, over the last 2 years, a number of things that have I've been diverted onto and have been necessary, I suppose. It's been necessary to do all these interviews and make a name for myself in this other area, I suppose. Some people may say it isn't necessary, but I get a lot of emails and people come up to me and say, thanks very much for what you do and for the videos, which is very lovely, of course. So that's encouraging. And you know that you're making a difference to some people's lives. To other people's lives, they're sort of ambivalent, I suppose. And it's like, well, you're just spouting your usual rubbish, which is fine. So I've had that to do. And now, and then I realised that there was an opportunity to write a book and try and put down the stuff that I've learnt into a novel that may or may not help people, but it might be a yarn for people to read. And I enjoy the writing process, although I'm not saying by any means that I'm any good at it. I think, you know, I'm 62 this year, and I feel like I'm just coming to the end of my apprenticeship, and I'm almost ready now to get on and have a career or to do the things which interest me. And I suppose for many people, that they call that retirement. You retire from the stuff you don't want to be doing, but you've had to do in order to put 2 feet on the ground, i.e. buy a house and get settled. And now I'm about to, you know, potentially sell the house and or buy some land and sell the house and try and grow some food, some healthy food, and live out one's days outside in as much of the nice weather one can, and be sheltered and right in the inside, wherever that is. And it's you know, it's just a strange old situation, isn't it? Just having my slurp of my coffee there. What else can I tell you today? Well, we've got a book launch that I'm interviewing the lady who's written the book later on in the week. And so I need to familiarise myself with her book and being able to ask some questions, because I'm interviewing her on stage at a venue. I'm bunged up from, I don't know what I'm bunged up, you know, whatever it is. The body is continually detoxing, an amazing piece of apparatus this body is. So yes, what to make of it all? What to make of it? It's a funny old life, isn't it? Ultimately, it's a funny old life, and I'm trying to sort of again also understand who and what I am. That you know, that I was talking about this the other day. Ultimately, you are all there is. How much influence, therefore, do you get on the physical world? And at the moment, really need help, I suppose, from either my subconscious mind, the the universe, God, the source, whatever you do it, to try and help manifest, I suppose, or at least plant the seed of an idea and a direction. It seems, and I'm not saying it is, because I don't want to put blocks on anything, it just seems that all the doors are not opening. And you might think, well, Richard, why is that the case? And we're not too fussy, but for circumstances for Julia, it's just not ideal for her to be living with her ex, who has other interests and is not really pulling his weight as a father. I mean, he's got to work, and it's not for me to be disparaging or anything, you know, negative for him. He's trying to earn a living. He obviously needs to find somewhere to live. Julia needs to find somewhere to live, and that old house that they're in, you know, their relationship is at an end, and it's been at an end, and she's just waiting now for the decree nisi, or whatever it is, the decree absolute, whatever you call it when you get divorced, to come through. And that's been over 6 months, maybe 8 months now, so it should have all gone through, and effectively she should be divorced, and they need to separate for the health of the children. They need to separate, and they're sort of in limbo, and I feel really sad that they are and want to do something, and I need to be able to help, and also, you know, we go on our path, as it were. And at the moment it just seems to be spiraling around like a holding pattern with an aeroplane going round, and so it's just not been very helpful. But it is an experience, and life is full of experiences, and we're both sort of stoic about that, and we understand that this is a, you know, temporary situation, but sometimes it feels more permanent, I guess. And and of course it doesn't help that until I've got this book done and out, I'm investing all my time to try and make this have some income. I'm also writing, I haven't done a lot of it because my focus has been else on the first book, a second book. It's trying to, which is aimed at a different audience, and it's trying to utilise one's skills in the best way one can to do what we, you know, to do something, not just what we want to do, but to bring the income in. It's just difficult, isn't it? But again, I mean, if I was on my own, and I'm not wishing to be on my own, but if I was on my own, it wouldn't be so much of a problem, because you just find somewhere and away you go, a less fussy. But when you've got a woman and two kids who would be coming along, obviously they would want to go back and see their father, so they don't want to be too far away. And they've got their granny and nanny and what have you, and granddad. I've got my children. You know, the whole opportunities become a little bit limited. But who knows what's around the corner? And that's the optimistic thing. And then, of course, we're all asking questions and pushing back against the tyranny that has been pushed at us. And some people may not fully understand that or accept that it is tyranny, or just say that's life and may be happy to live within certain narrow parameters of the life, and to a certain degree Julia and I are quite happy to live within parameters, you know, narrow parameters, i.e. a bit of land and a bit of farming, and to be as self-sufficient as we can, to be part of a community, to help, to make videos, to show our progress and share ideas, to write books and share ideas, and to amuse and to educate where possible. You know, all of that is a kind of narrow parameter. I mean, there's very narrow parameters that people have said to me in the past. Oh, Richard, just go and get a job. Go and work at Tesco's or something. And you go, well, yeah, OK, one could do that. But I have developed over the years a number of skills, and also, why should I? You know, why should anybody go and life is for living, and there's all the time there are other opportunities, potential opportunities. One should hunt them out and go for it. I can't see why one would just throw all of that away, plus the enjoyment of life, to go and work in a dead-end job. I'm not saying if anybody's listening to this that they happen to work in that. You know, everybody's got choices, or they have needs. And luckily at the moment, mine hasn't come to that. But I think my biggest asset is to try and find the way through so that it's a guide for other people, and we're being guided by other people. You know, it is, everybody's helping one another, and I think that's an essential part of it. Anyway, 20 minutes I've been nattering on, and I think thank you very much for listening. If you did, I must go and make a video and crack on with the book and get that. I did quite well yesterday, excuse me. In between, you know, sometimes you hit a wall, a kind of a wall. You need to focus, go for a walk, change the scenery, sit in the sun, read something else, divert your attention, answer emails, which I've got a number to do this morning as well. Have conversations with various people. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday, and then get back to it, you know. Reinvigored and ready to conquer the world, as it were. Anyway, I hope some of that was of use. Until next time, thanks for listening. Goodbye.